Time now for Forever Home here on KUMD. It's a KUMD feature dedicated to helping shelter animals find their forever homes. Betsy Bodie is the programs manager at Animal Allies Humane Society. Betsy, good morning.
Good morning.
We got a couple of black animals to talk about today, and it's a goofy thing because they have actually done studies. Folks have been concerned and saying, are we seeing what we think we're seeing? And sometimes it's more difficult for black animals to find their forever homes. And as an amateur photographer, I have to think part of it is just that it's so easy for them to kind of disappear into the background, so it's hard for you to get a really good look at their little faces.
Well, that can be true. They don't necessarily stand out as much as other animals. First, when you're talking about cats, there are some myths that still go back with that, that people kind of hang on to with witchcraft and things like that. There's absolutely no correlation. And also, there are a lot of black animals. So, of course, they might be the most popular color that there is in the shelter, but we do definitely see that, take a lab, for instance, there's yellow, chocolate, and black labs. Black labs certainly do take the longest to get adopted, but they're all the same.
Well, and they're absolutely marvelous dogs. A case in point is Gromit. He's available for adoption this week.
Yes, and he is a big boy, so people like the bigger size labs, that would be him. He's about 5 years, but you would not know it. He is as energetic as a one-year-old, super playful boy. He's very sweet, but he definitely needs somebody that's going to have a really active family and work with him on his energy level. He loves his Kongs. He loves to play fetch. Likes walks and running, and he's just a really sweet boy.
But he's a big dog with a lot of energy, and he's going to need a family or a person that's going to be able to help him burn off that excess energy.
Absolutely.
Now, you've also got a black cat up for adoption, and she sounds like just a scream. Her name is Gabby, and she sounds like a gal who's kind of the best of both worlds, a lap cat, but also someone who's playful and investigative and could probably get into a little bit of well-meaning trouble.
Yes, and she deserves her name. She is very talkative, and like you said, she does love attention. She is that kind that likes to be petted, but also likes to play and has just a really large personality. So for those who are looking for a cat that's got a little bit of sass, she might be the perfect fit.
Walk into the house and take over the joint in a moment.
Absolutely.
Now, Jenga is another dog down at Animal Allies, and here's another case of two dogs with very, very similar personalities, I'm thinking Jenga and Gromit, but you're going to notice
yes.
Jenga right away because her face is so beautiful. She has striking, striking markings on her pretty face, and so your eye is really drawn. I got to tell you, your eye's drawn. She's a beautiful girl.
She is a beautiful girl, also very energetic. She's only about 2 years old, and we've been working with her. She's already mastered sit, shake, and down, so she's very, very smart and would do well in just about any home, and she's just going to pick up on things so fast. So she's been with us for a while. We're not sure why, because she's just an absolutely wonderful girl.
Well, again, a dog with high energy is going to need a family that's going to be on the go to keep the dog's mind, especially a smart dog, keep their mind interested and engaged. And so it's got to be the right fit.
Absolutely.
Betsy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always great to talk with you.
Thank you.
You can see photos of Gabby and Jenga and Gromit and some other animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. You can go online to KUMD.org. You can read their stories, look at the pictures. There are links to click for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.